This is Wildlife Unschooling with my mom.
So, some of you have been asking me to share like a travel diary or something like that, so I will try to do that. In the last couple of episodes, I've been telling you guys about how unschooling in Spain is not that easy anymore. It's not like they come with the police and pick up your child to bring it to school, but it's definitely not nice because you have to have like meetings with the social service and you have to explain basically everything that you do at home. They visit you at home and all these things. That is okay, but for me it's just time consuming, and I'm always asking myself, they expect me to go there and tell them everything about my life, and do they check teachers that well as they check me? I don't think so. And what I think is most ridiculous is, do they even think about all this time I spend with them? I cannot work, I cannot take care of my child, and I'm a single mom. That doesn't make sense. So in the beginning, I was okay with that. I mean, it's scary. I was so scared. But they were so friendly in the beginning. And then the stuff changed, and then the tone changed. So I changed because I couldn't be honest with them anymore about what I'm doing and what I believe in. So I never told them that I would unschool or anything like that. It was typical homeschooling, following the curriculum. And one day, my child, of course, will go to school. Yeah, but as this conversation changed, I really felt the pressure to leave Spain. Not only because of that, but there on the Canary Islands, a lot of things has been changing. A lot of military action, and people are more and more, I don't know, let's wrap it up into one word, unfriendly. I think this is just the reflection of the tension these people have to deal with on a daily basis. And I do understand that life is pretty tough at the moment for most of us. And less kids would align with my son's vision of, I don't know, how he would like to spend his time with. Most of them, he said, are way too stupid, or were like these typical NPC kids. Even if they're homeschooled or unschooled, there wasn't like any kind of nice exchange anymore. It felt more like we were pretty much alone. Of course, he had my friends. And in the last couple of months, we were living in the middle of the forest right next to our best friends. And that is really, really nice. We were able to bond even deeper. The whole family merged into one big family. But to be honest, I felt every day like this is not life. We spend so much time working or playing computer games, and I don't know where to go. I mean, if you live on an island for 4 or 5 years, there's not so much more to explore. And we have 2 dogs and a cat. So I don't know. And I'm not the person to pack up the car every weekend and go somewhere where it's crowded. And I don't know. So I decided that didn't feel right anymore. I mean, I knew that I would miss the nature so much. That was one of the things that kept me there for so long, and my son as well, because we really enjoyed this untouched nature where you can just walk and hike for hours and hours, not seeing anybody else but your little family or any, I don't know, like maybe a rabbit or a dog or something like that. So I really miss that wild nature, and it really, yeah, took me quite some time to be convinced to really leave that place for good. And I know myself, when I leave, I don't really look back. And that's the good part of it, because I knew I can count on me regarding not feeling homesick or anything like that. And I was pretty excited the last couple of months when I knew, okay, I I booked the boat and all these things. I knew where we were heading and what direction and these kind of things. So that made me pretty excited, because before we settled down in the Canary Islands, I mean, we are originally from Germany. We traveled quite some time, and I really enjoyed that, because I think all this movement really makes something move inside yourself. So I really appreciated that a lot. And through all these lockdowns and shit shows, I decided to stay put. And then we somehow settled in, found friends, and started living there. Then we had a cat, then a dog, then a huge dog. So it felt like, okay, we live there. And more this place became like people got really weird. One day I think I will record an episode about these hippy-dippy people. It's hilarious. But anyway, so we started with like having major problems with homeschooling in Spain. And for me, this pressure, I don't know, it's not healthy. I cannot live like that. For others, it might be okay, but me, single mom, no, I couldn't handle one bit more on my plate at all. So one day after one meeting, I came back home, and the meeting was okay. They are friendly. But I came back home and I just started crying. And I normally don't cry a lot. So my son knew that this is like the end of the story. And I was like, I can't do it anymore. I want to leave. I want to leave. And he was like, we can leave. You just need to decide that we leave and I will follow. So it was like, okay, you're not mad at me if I rip you out of your environment that you grew up in half your life. And he was pretty cool. He was like, no, it sucks. In the beginning, it was really nice. So many families. And throughout the years, it just changed into some kind of weird shit show. If you look behind the curtains of most families, it's like, you don't want to spend time with them. I don't want my kid to spend time with them. I don't even want my kid to go there alone by himself. So he was okay with leaving. And that gave me the space and, of course, relief as well. To plan our journey. And I don't know, I was very, very courageous when I first had my child, and somehow I lost that courage over the years, especially in the last maybe 4 years. So it was like a huge deal for me to plan to leave my home and my friends and everything. That was really, really scary for me, but I knew there's no other option. So I get through it. And I need to say, yoga and meditation helped a lot. That might sound like a cliche, but it really helped. So I felt like we have no life anymore. It was just like enduring day for day, the same boring shit with no room to grow, really. I mean, we were surrounded by such beauty, but I don't know, the vibes were off. So I prepared, I guess, 1.5 years. That sounds ridiculous. But if you're not ready to leave a place, that's, I think, an okay amount of time. So I really started with, where do I want to go? And I knew I don't want to go anywhere. So I just want to go where it's equally wild and beautiful. And I figured out if I want to take the pets, and yeah, they don't have passports and all these things, you know what I mean? It's quite hard. And I wanted to take my car as well, because we have like a really cool car. If shit is about to go down, we can sleep in this car. It is, really, this is part of our family, because this car really... We had so many nice camping adventures. It's, you can do off-road stuff with it and all these cool things. So I figured out it's much easier for me to travel with a kid, a cat, and two dogs if I take the car. So I was like, okay, what are the options? I figured out I just start to travel from one island to the next island. And then I did my research about how the situation is on the different islands, because at some point I stopped traveling or visiting the other islands in the Canary Islands, because I felt like it's Babylon on an island. It doesn't make sense. Nature is gone. They destroyed everything. People are strange. It's LGBTQ here and there and there. And quality of life is quite low in most of the parts I've seen so far. And with this migration crisis, from what I've seen and heard from the other islands and people, it, no way, no way. So I decided to really head just to our favorite island, that was Lanzarote, and spend some time there until I feel ready to move on from there. Because once you start, I don't know, traveling, for at least for me, it's much easier to just go on, because I knew I couldn't go back. I had to go on. So as I'm talking to you now, I'm not in Lanzarote anymore, but I will keep you updated in this diary, like step by step. Yeah, so traveling to Lanzarote meant spending 30 hours plus on a ferry boat. And we took my son's best friend. We invited him to this vacation because I really felt like we were so close. He's part of our family. He spent more time with us in the last couple of years than with his actual family, because I don't know if this is okay to say, but his family sucks. I'm just going to say what I said. This family sucks. So this boy was like our additional family member, I would say. So our idea was to make it less hard to say goodbye. We go on a last trip together. And he's still with us. It has been weeks now. We didn't stop in Lanzarote. He followed us all the way. And that was pretty cool. So we chose a remote village in the mountains. Like, there's no real mountains, but like a little hill, maybe, in between this huge volcanoes and this desert. Right on the beach, on our favorite beach, where we can just do whatever when nobody is and the dogs can run freely. Even the cat came with us to our little hikes, because what I really love about La Palma, you can hike, my cat can follow us, and there's no issue in this. There's no, I don't know, crazy stuff happening. No cars, no nothing. And in Lanzarote, the same. We were really, really lucky. Beach right in front of our house. We had a huge house. Everyone had a room for himself. And my kid's friend, he never had a room for himself, really. So he enjoyed that a lot. And I had a room for myself as well. That was really, really crazy. So we enjoyed our time there. I think we spent 2 or 3 weeks. And what we really did was eating Mexican food, just to try out if we would be good candidates to move to Mexico. And we love Mexican food. So, I mean, I knew I would love Mexican food, but the kids, they never tried it. So this was our mission, to try Mexican food as much as possible, to go to really extreme escape rooms, to drain our brains for crazy situations, to spend as much time on the beach as possible. And to be in peace. I introduced the kids to Joe Dispenza. They did a really nice course and discovered this magical power of meditation for themselves. So they started meditating. That was pretty cool to see the results, because kids are so open-minded and they're so flexible still. So they meditate, and next thing is what's happening is what they wished for in their meditation. So that was really cool to see how they got into that. And we started a course that it's called Multidimensional Bitcoiner. That is pretty cool as well. We had like group sessions and one person coachings, and that was really intense. Some really crazy meditations. And what I figured out is that the kids, of course, are way more open-minded and flexible than me. And they had way better results after one session than me. And they really enjoyed it. First, I thought like, okay, now I'm coming to them with this, I don't know, intergalactic bullshit. But no, they were pretty happy to experience this. and to, yeah, step into this and see what their strengths are, what they really, I mean, they have superpowers. Everyone has superpowers. And I really think every kid has superpowers. And discovering these superpowers, I really, really enjoy seeing that process. I love unschooling because you can just really follow your intuition and follow what is in front of you. And if you have like some, if you have a friend that is creating these beautiful coachings, then give it a go. It's just, I was completely, it changed my life. I can say that. It changed my perception of life a lot. And what we did as well was like a course for homeschooled kids, was called Young Entrepreneurs Business for Kids. And that really opened up some gates for them as well. Like just thinking about, would I be open to run a business? What does it mean to be employed, employee, all these things? And they came to the conclusion they never want to work for anybody but themselves, what I think is quite smart and healthy. And they started really to look into themselves, what are their strengths and what they want to create and how they look at life, business, work, and all these things. Of course, they have me as an example, like digital nomad working for herself and all these things. But seeing them looking into work life from that lens through this course really changed it, changed their perception. I mean, they gave up on the course after a couple of weeks because they figured they don't need it. But the beginning was really cool, like going into detail what they might create for themselves and for this world, for their community, for their surrounding, what they're really interested in, what they do really believe in. I think this is, I mean, some schools might teach you that, but when I think back of my experience with these kind of courses, I mean, I had 1 2-hour session with someone trying to figure out what I could do in life, like work-wise. And of course, this person was completely wrong. Never went into that direction because it's really closed-minded. And seeing that they don't have this closed-minded approach to life itself and how money is related to work is just incredible. Mind-blowing. So I think these days we spent in Lanzarote, we just started to fall in love with life again. Yeah, because I really think I lost that somehow a little bit the last couple of maybe 2 or 3 years. And I got it back and I really felt my adventurous side coming back again. So yeah, I really enjoyed that. What else? Yeah, I still think unschooling is more about unschooling, deschooling yourself than really unschooling your kids, because you don't have to do anything but let them live and support whatever journey they're on. And I think that's it for my first part of my spoken mind. And I think that's it for the first part of this travel diary. Next time, I'm going to tell you a bit more about what we did after Lanzarote, where we were heading. I mean, it's there's not so much to choose from. And let's see. I hope you like that. And if you're interested in more, please comment. I will start to be active on LinkedIn and Nostr again. So I will try to, I think I have a link in this podcast description. There you find a link to my LinkedIn and a link to my Nostr. I don't even know if sharing my stuff on LinkedIn makes any sense, but I was just sick of Instagram, Twitter, and all these things. And I thought LinkedIn is the less disgusting. And Nostr, of course, that's a no-brainer. I really enjoy that platform. So I hope you meet me there. Give me feedback, give me comments, what is interesting to you regarding unschooling lifestyle and all these things. A really big thank you to everyone who's donating to this project so I can keep creating this content. That means a lot to me. And thank you to everyone who is getting in touch with me. And thanks to everyone who's getting in touch with me and giving me feedback and ideas and just asking stuff, really. And yeah, connecting. I really enjoy that. So if you feel like you want to connect to me, please do that. This is why I'm doing this. And if you feel like you want to be on the show for an episode, doesn't have to be 60 minutes, like 20 minutes, that's okay. Reach out to me because I really want to share all of your unschooling stories as well. And even if you don't actually unschool your kids, you might have like an unschooling lifestyle going on that other families or other people might benefit from hearing about. So big hug to everyone. Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, and adios. If you want to listen to part two of our travel diaries, head over to Fountain. You will find the link in the podcast description or in the episode description as well. There you can subscribe to... What is that? Am I stupid? And there you will find my Wildlife Unschooling Premium. It starts with a monthly subscription price of $5. You can pay with Lightning or credit card. And you can also pay more if you feel like it. With this, you will have bonus episodes like these and early access to all the episodes I'm scheduling. And I hope you really like it.